Another South Carolina Commissioner School for Agriculture is in the books. I'm Mike Davis, and I am talking with the South Carolina Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, how did it go?
Well, it went very nicely. I got up there for Thursday night and Friday, but our staff was there throughout the week on a rotating basis along with the College of Agricultural staff, and they all said that this class was one of the best. And I found that out myself Thursday night as I spoke to them after dinner.
Okay.
And then opened it up for questions and answers, and they were ready. So I was very impressed with the things on their minds that they were asking questions about. But again, staff just telling me what a good group I had been. This was the 20th year, so a good milestone. But again, the whole purpose of it is developing leaders for our industry for the next 20 years. So in that regard, I think we did what we were setting out to do.
Tell, for those folks that aren't familiar with us, with the Commissioner School, tell us what it's all about.
Well, we take, I think it's 36, maybe this year was 38, high school rising juniors and seniors. They go on campus at Clemson for a week and housed by the College of Agriculture. But they have to apply and be selected for it. And then once they're there, they have to choose three emphasis areas of study. It could be livestock, could be forestry, could be plant science. So it's a pretty rigorous academic school, as well as letting them have some fun,
right,
and also being on campus and learning to network. But some of their tours and whatnot, you know, went out to some of the farms in that part of the world. And then one of the evenings, they have an etiquette dinner. You say, why in the world? Well, I was just listening to the radio one day riding in and talking about these new college graduates that the companies who hire them wish they had taken an etiquette class somewhere along the way. So I think we're hitting the mark there, very timely to do that. They get to go rafting one day and things like that. So, again, they'll make connections that will last them. And in South Carolina, we're all about networking to get things done. So I think we will welcome them in one day to the agricultural industry network.
Well, I know a lot of the students end up, going to college at Clemson, and B, continuing with a career in agriculture. So it certainly sounds like a really good launching pad for a lot of young people from South Carolina and sometimes from even beyond the borders of the Palmetto State.
Well, that's right. We had Georgia, North Carolina, Delaware, and Massachusetts, I think, represented this time. So I believe it is perhaps the only school of its kind still operating in the country. So that's why we get students from all over. But you're right, calling it a launching pad is a good way to describe it. I told them Thursday night, I said, you will have learned things this week that you will not realize you learned until something comes up next month, next year, next 5 years, and you'll say, I remember that. And so we see it as a building block for leadership in South Carolina agriculture.
If there are some young people, or perhaps someone's listening that has a young person at home or in their family that might benefit from this in the years to come, how can they get more information about the Commissioner School for Agriculture?
Well, there is a website for it, which I can't call from memory, so you'll have to find it and put it on your
I will do so.
Network. But then we begin working on next year's immediately. The first step is to get the high school counselors ready to go to encourage those applications, and the application period will be the early part of 2024. So, yeah, it's a process, and we immediately begin evaluating how to make it better. So we'll be doing that, and then, again, the process will start over pretty soon.
We congratulate all the graduates of the 2023 South Carolina Commissioner's School for Agriculture. And just like the commissioner said, I've got that link on sfntoday.com if you would like more information. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.